Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. The Nindie Showcase Summer 2018 presentation was a quick 15-minute video, but provided a numerous amount of upcoming indie games. Presented by Kirk Scott, manager of publisher and developer relations at Nintendo, he said to take this showcase as a part two from the previous indie highlights video shown from Nintendo UK. As always, I'll be presenting the games in order of release date for your convenience. Into the Breach from Subset Games, a turn-based strategy game with mechs. If you were waiting for Wargroove or a fan of the old-school Advance Wars, you might want to check this out. It's available right now. Hyper Light Drifter Special Edition from Abbey Light Studios. It's a 2D action-adventure game originally released in 2016. The Switch version includes an exclusive costume to help find hidden items and new weapons. It releases September the 6th. Towerfall from Matt Makes Games. This archery combat arena game from 2013 is a fun, fast-paced multiplayer game where the last player standing is the winner. This version includes the Dark World and Ascension expansions, an all-new 6-player battle mode, 4-player co-op mode, and you'll be able to play as Madeline along with her reflection Battlin from the game Celeste. It releases on September 27th. Treasure Stack from Pixelakes. It's a falling block puzzle game with a platforming mechanic utilizing hookshots and grappling hooks to assist with stacking treasure chests and solving the puzzles. It'll be a cross-platform game with Xbox One and PC and releases this winter. Zarvot from Snow Hydra Games. It's an arcade shooter with cubes. Play in a 4-player versus mode and a story mode following 2 cubes traveling through 9 worlds about cheering up their best friend. It releases this October. Levelhead from Butterscotch Shenanigans. It's a platformer game that focuses on level creation for 1 to 4 players. Play through player-created levels or create your own levels. You can even create through multiplayer. Levelhead releases this November. Bullet Age from Halfbot. This is a co-op action game with a mix of sword and gun combat. Features include cartoon-styled art, upgradable weapons, and HD rumble utilized during attacks and for locating hidden items. It's a console exclusive and it's available in November. The following 5 games release in early 2019. Mineko's Night Market from Meowza Games. You play as Mineko, a girl who just arrived on the Japanese-inspired island at the base of Mount Fugu. You'll manage daily activities, complete quests, craft items through sewing and woodwork, and be around lots and lots of cats. Samurai Gun 2 from Double Fine Games. It's a sequel to the original Bushido Brawler. With a sword and a gun, you'll be off to discover the mystery of Gun City's ghostly threat. The World Next Door from Viz and Rose City Games, a game inspired by anime. It's a story-driven action-adventure game starring a teenage girl trapped in another world filled with magical creatures. The story will progress based on your choices as part of a reputation system. King of the Hat from Hieroglyphic Games. It's a fast-paced multiplayer party game where you protect your hat and attempt to destroy the hats of others. With simple 2-button controls, it's a game for anyone. Untitled Goose Game from House House. It's basically a goose simulator. You're a goose and you go around doing goose things like eating people's food, stealing hats, and causing all kinds of goosey antics. Towards the end of the presentation, a montage of indie games were shown that were previously announced or previously released on other platforms coming to the Switch. These games included The Messenger releasing on August the 30th, Wasteland 2 Director's Cut, and Bastion, both releasing on September the 13th, Undertale releasing September 18th, Lightfingers releasing on September the 20th, Jackbox Party Pack 5 coming in October, Super Brothers Sword and Sorcery EP also coming in October, Transistor up for a November release, Desert Child coming in December, and finally Dragon Marked for Death with a release date of December the 13th. And a final bit of news included a brand new channel on the Nintendo Switch News section called the Indie Channel. Subscribing to that channel will provide you with the latest announcements, Q&A, developer stories, and more involving indie games. To subscribe, go to the News section, click Find Channels, and you'll find the Indie Channel, which you'll be able to follow. And that was the presentation in a nutshell. With the 12 new games presented, as well as the 10 highlighted in the montage, I feel it was a decent presentation. And a surprise for me, I didn't hear the word roguelite once. The standout game for me is Towerfall, as I've had much fun with the game on the PlayStation 4 in local multiplayer. Now with a 6-player mode, it's definitely gonna get loud in here. And also, my girlfriend will probably be excited about Mineko's Night Market because, well, she's a cat lover. Sometimes that's all it takes. Just add some cats. Well, that's all for today. If you have any feedback about the podcast, please feel free to send a voice message using the Anchor app or send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.